Let's learn. We're up to Kitzur Shochnach, page Lamed Dalet. Page Lamed Dalet, Seif Dalet, Seif Katan Zayin. Okay, yesterday we concluded with wearing a yarmulke, the halachas of wearing a yarmulke. Today we're learning new halacha. This is just general midos tovos. Again, it's on page Lamed Dalet, Sif Dalet, Sif Kan Zayin, also lech become a zgufa. One is not allowed to walk with his head stuck up in the air. The Ugroi Natui. What? Page Lamed Dalet. Page Lamed Dalet. A simin dalid seif katan zayin. Top of the page. Also leilech b'kayma zukufa. One is not allowed to walk with his head extended up in the air. Uvigaron natuyim, with his throat stretched out. When one puts his head up in the air, his throat automatically is extended. How do you know this? We learned say Yosef Yeshaya, Kin Shinemar, Vatelachna Nituyos Goron. This refers to the Jewish girls. They walked in the street with their heads up in the air and their snops and their throats extended, pushed out in front of them. But don't overdo it. If you want to be humble, don't walk around all bent over and with your head down. You don't need someone to tell you this. A person always should go in, take the middle path. Don't be an extremist. Don't go too much to the right. Don't go too much to the left. There's only one midah in Chazal tell us you should go to the extreme. Only one thing. Humility. Me'oid, me'oid, have shval ruach. A person should be extremely humble. That's the only midah a person should attempt to go to the extreme. Everything else in this world always go in the middle. Because you're walking in the street, you should see what's coming in front of you. You should see what you're stepping on. Don't stumble and trip. Look where you are going. Don't step into any garbage out there. And make sure you don't trip over. It's a problem. It's right. It's no joke. Look at driving. It's sakonis nefashis. What's going on out there? It's like walking also. That's right. People walk around. It's bizarre. You walk in the street, and you people here, and they're talking to themselves. And Bluetooth.
Years ago, they were Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. Today, you go on the train. Every single person is sitting there with a device. It's amazing. The train is stuffed, packed. About almost 100 people, a little more than 100 people in a car. Every single person is sitting there. What? They're not saying to Hillel.
Going
to shul is a very big problem. The best idea is one shul. I want shul. This is really a good idea. One shul. It's certain. Some shuls are people are much more sensitive. I think today's a little bit better because everyone has a cell phone, so everyone already got used to putting the phone on vibrate. And it's at least a bit when the first became popular cell phones. Not everyone knew how to work it, and it went off. Today people already are a little bit more advanced. But one shul, there's a sign that is a fine. Yeah, that you come into shul, if your cell phone goes off, you have to pay $50. There's an honor roll. You're expected, this shul, if your cell phone goes off during davening, there's a pushka on the bima, there's a fine, $50 fine. That hurts. Don't walk into the shul unless you accept upon yourself to pay the fine. And that way you'll be very careful to make sure that your cell phone is on vibrate, not on ringtone. And the ringtones are very interesting. Let's go further. I like the traditional ring. I like you know, the old fashioned ringtone. It rings like the old phones. The old phones from the old days. Okay, let's go further. So Vagam Yira, you should see where you are walking, Midrach Kaf Ragla, where your footsteps. Vagam, and furthermore, Mimahalcha Shalom Adam Nikar, and you should be careful who you come in contact with. Im chacham u'bal deyohu, u'shoyte v'sachol, be careful who you come in contact with. V'chein amashtoma b'chachmosei, v'gam ba'derech kisha ha'sachol helech li b'chaser. When a fool walks, he walks in a foolish way. V'amar la'kol, and the way he walks tells the whole world, sachol hu, I'm a fool. If you walk like a fool, the whole world will know that you are a fool. Hu modia la'kol es atzmai shu sachol, that he is foolish. Ches yesh li zoher, shlo yelech ish. Now this is a halacha, this is an interesting halacha. This is a mystical halacha. Yesh li zoher shlo yelech ish bein shtei noshim. Not to walk between two women. I had this morning. I was walking on the street today in front of Edward R. Morrow, and there was in the park before, and there were two women. One had a dog, and one did not have a dog. So I wanted to walk on the other. I wanted to walk, but the dog was eating from the grass and was in my way. I couldn't walk. So I had to walk to the other side, but I didn't want to walk in between the two of them. There were two women. So the woman, she doesn't know the halacha, the goyish woman. So she's just like, she saw the dog was in my way, so she motioned. So just walk in between me and the other woman. I don't want to walk in, but she doesn't understand. I don't want to walk in between two women. I just learned the halacha. You're not allowed to walk in between two women. So it gets...
means if you're walking with two women, yeah, you can be in the middle.
No. I think it means if the two women are stationary. There's a Kabbalistic thing. We don't know what this means. There are two women that are stationary. They're sitting there talking. Like in this stand, there were two women, they were talking to each other on the corner. And they took up... Well, they didn't take up too much space, no big deal. But the problem in my case was that one of the women had a dog, and the dog had a leash. And the combination of all the two women, the dog and the leash, completely blocked the sidewalk.
They have to be stationary. They're not walking.
They were stationary. They were stationary. Right? They were stationary. They were all, the dog was eating, it was on a leash, and she was standing, talking to another woman. And the combination of all three together, with the leash, completely blocked the entire sidewalk. So I wanted to go. So instead of her pulling the dog away and allowing me to go, so she said, I'm not going to bother the dog. Let the dog do its thing. You want to walk on the street so you can walk. I'll just move over a little bit so you can walk in between me and my friend. So that's a problem. And then if I don't walk in between her and her friend, she thinks I'm insulting her. I'm not insulting you. I have nothing against you. There's a halacha. So it becomes a very big problem. So what do you do? I don't know. It's a problem. So if everyone is walking, first of all, if everyone, first of all, they're a hetair. Let me tell you some of the hetair. Let's with the halacha. I'll tell you some of the hetair. Doesn't bring this down. Okay, let's see. He brings also in the. Okay, let's see. V'chiyesh lizor shlo yelech ish ben shtei nashim ubein v'lo ben shnei kilavim. You also should not walk in between two dogs. Oh, shnei chazirim, two pigs. We don't live in these society. We have pigs, so this is not an issue by us. V'chein lo yenichu hanashim shidich b'neihem. Another halacha: you should not sit with your friend on a street corner and allow a woman to pass between you and your friend. That's also a sakana. Isha, a woman, a kelev, or a dog, or a chazir. Now, what are the heter? The only heter is that if there are two men walking together, this happens very often. You're walking with someone. You're walking with someone. I'm walking with a friend. We're walking together. And then there's a crowd, and there happen to be two women that are talking to each other. They're talking to each other. If two men walk in between two women, there's no issue whatsoever. The problem is only one man walking in between two women. But two men walking in between two women is not a problem. Okay, as Rabbi Shain said, that not everyone, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings this down to Halacha, but he says that not everyone holds that in our times this is an issue. Because in our times, this is more of a Kabbalistic Inyan of Ruach Ra, Shadim, and our times, we learn this from the beginning. When it comes to washing your hands, we in our day are not Nizhar in these mystical things. We are not on a level where these things make a difference to us, and therefore you don't have to make yourself crazy. I would assume that where it's a Chilul Hashem, if the person will be insulted, They don't understand. He dealing with Jewish women and Jewish men and Jewish women, so then they understand. It's not, that's not a big deal. But if you're going to a wedding and you're going to a chasna and they're sitting and they're schmoozing in the lobby and you want to go and they're in between, these are from people, so you don't have to. You know, that's different. But you're dealing with goyim and they'll get insulted. Well, they'll think you're crazy. So I would imagine that there's definitely much ground to be made b'sman hazeh, because these and yonim we learned even explicitly when it comes to food. If you don't wash your hands when you wake up in the morning, Ruach Rasher on the food. In the time of the Gemara, if you were to touch food without washing your hands, even though your hands are 100% clean, you slept with gloves, you washed your hands with Purell, but the fact still is that you did go to sleep, so there is some mystical Ruach Ra on your hands. If you were to touch bread in the time of the Gemara, the bread goes in the garbage. There's no Bal Tashchis. The bread is contaminated with the Ruach Ra. That was in the time of the Gemara. Bizman hazeh, the bread does not go in the garbage. You can eat the bread. It would be about hashkas to throw the bread out in the garbage. Because bizman hazeh, we're not nizrin these things. The same thing, if you're walking in between two women, it's going to be chol Hashem, you can walk in between the two women. If it's Jewish women, so then the Kitta Shochnach, who lived in the 1890s, he lived not so long ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago, he brings this down lahalacha, he held these things should be followed lahalacha. Dalet, next simon. And hagos. What? Sitting. So, if you're, what do you mean sitting?
You're sitting on a train.
On a train. At a wedding. Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're sitting?
Sitting on a train.
Oh, sitting? No. I don't think so.
Sitting on a train between two.
That's because that's because. That's not. Whatever. That's a different issue. That's not like mixed seating type of thing. That's because of hearer. He'll start talking to her and start having improper thoughts. That's not because of Kabbalistic inyanim of walking in between. This is a ruach ra type of thing. A sakana. There are other issues. There are different issues of mixed seating. You know, and Shabbos, and this and that. That's a whole separate issue. But this is a Kabbalistic thing that's a sakana for a person to walk a dog. Right? So you're not sitting next to a dog? You're not going to have any hirhurim when it comes to a dog. There's no issue. So you're not allowed to walk in between two dogs. It's not because it's a woman. It's not because, oh, she's a pretty woman, I'm going to have lewd thoughts. That's not the issue. That's a whole separate topic. We're dealing over here with walking in between two women. It's like going to sleep. You wake up and there's ruach ra on your hand. You touch the food, you eat the food, it's poison. Kabbalistic in yanim. And that's why we're not so nizra in these things. Yeah. So you're walking between women?
You have to.
That's not right then. So that violates this halacha.
There's never a separate shmokin
for us. So the what do you mean? The chosn's tish?
Yeah, but
that's not a shmokin.
That's a mini shmokin.
That's a sponge cake. That's a sponge cake.
That's a chicken.
Okay, we're not getting into this topic. You're not going to get me into this topic. I'll say one story. I grew up in a family and I grew up in a society where big deal, mixed seating, it was never an issue, big deal. Recently, not so long ago, I was invited to a Sheva Brachas. And Charedim, you know, talking about like, you know, Bnei Torah, very, very religious family, and mixed Shabbos, mixed seating, sat down by the table with one of the families. And I, for the first time in my life, I understood why the Rabbanim today are screaming that there should be separate seating. Because by this table, there were a lot of young ladies. They were dressed to kill. Okay, no, they were no married young ladies. Okay? Married couples. No, they were married couples. Everyone was dressed like in mamish to kill. Like, you know, just because you're dressed sneistic doesn't mean, as we all know. And there was a lot of conversation, and a lot of things were said, and one thing led to another. And like, and these were all like Bnei Torah. You know, this. And I then began to understand.
Yeah, but if the men went,
you know, today things are different.
You go back 40 years ago.
Yeah.
The same Bnei Torah, the wife's dress, in a completely abstemious way, and all the weddings were mixed.
Okay. I'm not coming to.
But the thing is, they're all
their grandchildren.
There was more discipline, though. It was definitely different.
I mean, there used to be signs on the invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, but years ago, it appears to me there was more discipline. It was more when you went to a sheva brachas, when you sat down by a table with another family, there was more dignity. You did not there were certain protocols. There was a certain mode of behavior. So even though you're sitting with a group of women. Very close, very. Everyone is very close to each other.
Things were not loose.
It was not loose. Today we live in a very loose society.
That's good.
And I didn't understand this until I experienced it firsthand. And even though everyone is dressed the same way they were dressed 30 years ago,
and you're not dressed.
What?
Right. That's even worse.
They're dressed today better or worse?
No,
this is a different discussion.
Everyone is different. You cannot generalize. Everyone is different, and let's go further. Next, let's do a little bit more. Yargil es atzmoy ke dalet. Hanhagos besakise v'dine b'yachas asher yotzar boi vov siv. The laws of the asher yotzar. Very interesting halachas. Yargil es atzmoy lifanois erev boik. A person should accustom himself to go to besakise lifnois erev boik in the evening and the morning. Shehu zrizus unikios a kind of cleanliness. Im ein yochel lifnois if a person cannot go. We learned they had this in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos very recently, only about 2 weeks ago. This was the Daf Yomi, all the laws of the Beis Hakisei, about 2 weeks ago. Everything we're going to learn now comes right out of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, about 2 weeks ago in the Daf Yomi. If a person ain't a yochel lifnois, yelech dalit amos. So a technique is from time, ancient time, an ancient technique is to walk. If you walk a lot, it's very good for the stomach, the bowels. Yelech dalit amos. V'yeshiv yamod, sit down, stand up, exercise. More exercise is very, very good for. Forget about your health, for the circulation. Put that aside. It's good for the bowel movement. It does wonders. I know personally. It does much more than it does for your joints, and are losing weight
because it loses
and circulation. One thing that exercise is wonderful is it loosens your bowels. It's a wonderful thing. That's what it says. This is very bizarre. I don't know what this means. I've talked to people who are into these type of things. Concentration. If your person is having pains, he has having difficulty in bowel movements, if he is yasiach daitem midvarim acherim, most of the Gemara, you fully concentrate, or you remove the other distractions, that somehow you're able to control your bowels, you know what this means, and a person will be able to relieve himself. The Gemara says this. I don't think in our generation we really know what this means, unless you go to Yechidim, the spooks, they'll tell you what this means. Okay. Hamasha Nikovah, here is a halacha. Oiver Mishum Bal Tishaksu. Do not do things which are an abomination. A person can lose his ability to father children. I don't know if that's really true in our times. Is that really true? I do not know if this is this, but that's what it says over here in the Gemara. And lo yiyabucha okar. Now let's see over here. Aleph. Let's see on the bottom. Hamasha nekav ovim shem al hashaksu in the shiorim mitzvah mahalacha. Kasta ben muki orichayim lehagoyin hakadosh mimunkach. B'shei maran bal divrei chayim from the shem that sans the Rebbe. Zechat tzadik levracha. The shir yitzias ketanim l'odom benoni ubari hu shalosh shos. V'lo yelich b'zeh be dim yoinois l'rachik l'nasoy skufay havi. 3 hours. Very interesting. A person should not. It's healthy and it's normal a person to go to the Beis Hakisei for ketanim every 3 hours. So that's very interesting, very fine. And the person should not attempt to do so uh, to hold himself back more than 3 hours. It's not healthy. That's what he says. So after 3 hours, it is healthy to go. I don't know what doctors say today, after a urologist, to see what they say about this today. But this is what he says. He has a tradition that it's a normal thing. I remember once that in the shir and the yeshiva, so the guys are going to the bathroom every 5 minutes. So the rabbi was very, very frustrated. And obviously it's because they didn't like the shir. If the shir was good, they wouldn't be going every 5 minutes. So he told him, I remember him telling us, it says in Chazal, that a person doesn't have to go to the bathroom for 3 hours. So there's no excuse. Says, if you're coming here to hear the shir, before you come, you should go to the Beis HaKid. Say, the shir is for 1 hour. There's no excuse. And this Chazal, the Kosav Oud, Shemish Yesh Lecholi Shilshul, person has diarrhea, Toiv Lo La'atzov Lishos Atzmo. So this is a bizarre thing. Again, everything you have to ask a doctor, if this applies today, it's good. Would you believe he says this? It's healthy. If a person has shilshul, he should restrain himself and try not to go to the Beis HaKisei. That's what it says.
He wasn't a good doctor.
Don't ask me. Let's see what it says. Toiv loy la'atzov lishayis atzma v'eino oivem mishum bal tashaksu v'hadim yoinois yiseros machlish gufoy v'oikroy. And I don't know what it means, dimyonos, in this context. Fahad deha dimyonos yiseros. Machle shkufoy v'oikov. V'herich b'zehar, I don't know what that means. Okay, so therefore he discussed at least this concept of 3 hours. Okay, let's go base. Sifkan base. Ye tsunua, person should be tsunua in the base. Hakisei. Lo yigal, and this halacha, which I don't think we are nizer in bizman hazeh. The standards have changed of tznius. Bathrooms have changed, standards have changed, but it's still kedai to see what it says, because it's at least to appreciate the sensitivity towards matters of tznius. Ye tznua b'sakise lo yigal esatzmi ad she yeshef. V'gam oz... I'm not going to translate every word, obviously. A person, of course, not to dirty your clothing. Even in the darkness, because Hashem sees a person has to train himself to be a tsanua. If a person we leave himself in an open place, so this again, I don't think we're Nizra in this, that he should be facing from north and south. So why? Because the Shekhinah is in the west. When do we apply this concept? Every single once a week, everyone has to come and recognize the concept that the Shekhinah is in the west? Friday night. Because Friday night, you say, Boichala, you turn around by Kabbalah Shabbos. Why do you turn around? Why? Who? Someone's coming in the shul? Why do you turn around? To be makabel the Shekhinah. Shabbos brings with it the Shekhinah arrived, Shabbos Malchusa, and the Shekhinah is in the west.
It's in the United States. How about in Europe?
No. It has nothing to do with Mizrach, West, no matter where you are in the world. We daven Mizrach. You're asking a different question. We daven Mizrach because we live in the United States. We daven towards Yerushalayim.
Right.
We follow Daniel. Daniel was in Bavel. Daniel was davening. He opened up windows and he faced Yerushalayim. So wherever you are in the world, you should always face Yerushalayim. If you are in Japan, so then you daven
south.
You daven west. Exactly. So therefore, this exactly. So that's a very big problem. If you are in a shul, many shuls today do not daven mizrach. They do not daven due east. They daven north. They daven south. Wherever, exactly. They don't daven. So that means that Friday night in Echanami, Friday night when you turn around, you really ideally should turn to the west. It's not a matter of making an about face. The minhag of making an about face comes from, since most shuls, or it used to be all shuls, would daven east. So Mamela, when you turn around, you're facing the west. But if you are davening in a shul where you're not davening east,
what?
Then you don't have to turn around.
The shul upstairs.
You don't have to turn around.
West.
The shul upstairs is west?
Yeah.
Okay, so On the other hand, I don't know the answer to this. On the other hand, it seems that there is some minhag that people just turn around no matter what. Maybe it's out of ignorance, or maybe there's something else that I'm not aware of. But it explicitly says in halacha that you're supposed to turn to the west. When you makabel Shabbos, you turn to the west. It has nothing to do with davening towards Yerushalayim. When you daven, you face the Beis Hamikdash. It happens to be that in the United States of America, the Beis Hamikdash is pretty much towards the east. Not perfect to the east, it's a little bit to the south. Okay, south, south. Some people a little bit mekel, they daven a little bit to the south. Oh, because it's also to the south. But when it comes to being mekabel the Shechina is in the west. Friday night, when you mekabel Shabbos, you mean mekabel the Shechina, you're supposed to turn to the west. Why do people make it a bad face? I don't know. Look, I daven a real Haredi Dominion Friday night. I mean, these are real, real Bnei Torah, and they daven, and they daven south. The Aron is south, and everyone there turns, makes an about face. So I always wondered: these people here, they should know the halacha. They're smart people. They learn. They should know the halacha. No, they just make an about face. They don't turn to the west. I haven't seen anyone there.
Everybody does that. Everybody just.
So maybe there's something else to it. I don't know the answer. But here, when it comes,
yeah. Did they do the same thing in the show you grew up in?
In the shul that I grew up in, they daven, they used to daven east. That's the new building. What now they face north. But in the, remember the old shul?
Yeah, before they built the building,
it was east. So then they built then, and even after they built the new building, for a number of years, they also daven east. Until they got the new furniture. Until they rearranged the mechitza, and then they started davening north. Young Yisrael Avenue J. Young Yisrael Avenue J, all the years daven east. They built a new building, and they continued daven east for a few years. And then they rearranged the furniture, and they started davening north.
Upstairs is north, right?
Yes. Upstairs and downstairs, they daven east.
Which takes priority, the Aron or the east when you daven? That's the question.
There's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. One place the Mishnah Berurah says you should daven towards the Aron, and another place it says you should daven to the east. And the Mishnah Berurah says you go to a shul, they're doing the wrong thing. They're davening to the Aron, and they're not davening to the east. You should not be parish men hatzibur. You should do what everyone else is doing. It should not look like they're shteri shuyos. The minhag olam is to daven towards the Aron. Right. That's the minhag olam. Look, Chaim Berlin, they daven which directly daven south. They daven south. Many shuls where I daven Friday night, they daven south. Tarvadas daven south. Many shuls daven south. Many shuls, all depends on the architecture. And even east, even if you daven, that's not where Yerushalayim is. You really should be davening towards like a campus, davening towards exactly where Yerushalayim is. There's a lot of stories in YU, in the YU Beis Medrash. Can anyone here learn YU? In the old Beis Medrash. Now they have the old Beis Medrash. They daven north. So there's a lot of, there are a lot of Gedolim who daven, a lot of Rashi Yeshiva who daven there. Herschel Schechter, and going back years ago, Moshe Soloveitchik, and Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik. So everyone has a story, will tell you that these are Gedolei Yisrael, these are the biggest people, and everyone will tell you another story of how they conducted themselves in the YU Beis Medrash. And it seems like a lot of people did not daven in the YU Beis Medrash facing the Aron. They daven on all different angles. My cousin, Meir Soloveitchik, he told me that being that there are so many customs, traditions, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, from Yeshaber Soloveitchik, or Herr Shechter does, and what this one does, and what that one does, if you really want to get an appreciation of what's going on there, he told me this, you go there for Kabbalah Shabbos. Because for Kabbalah Shabbos, you turn around. What do you turn around? Do you turn around to the west? Or are you making a bad face? Everyone is doing a different thing. You have the whole compass. The whole compass. What? That moment in time, Kabbalah Shabbos and YU in the old Beis Medrash. Now the new Beis Medrash, which one do they dive in?
Wheels.
They have a beautiful new Beis Medrash. Let me think. No, they don't dive in. I think they dive in east. They have a, you see the new Beis Medrash? Gorgeous new Beis Medrash. The old Beis Medrash is now. They don't. They use it.
What are you talking about now?
Yeshiva University has this magnificent new Beis Medrash ready for 3 years. Okay, let's go further now. Just one more finish up halacha and one more finished. So here, this halacha comes into play when it comes to going to the Beis HaKisa in an exposed place. The Beis HaKisa, a person should not leave himself in the direction of east-west, because the west is the place of the Shechina. Nothing to do with davening towards the Beis HaMikdash. Two separate concepts. When you daven Shemona Esrei, you daven towards Yerushalayim. That's one concept. There's another concept that the Shechina is in the west. Therefore, when a person needs to uncover himself, he should not uncover himself in the direction of the west, either facing west or facing the opposite direction of the west. Likewise, you have this idea, a way a person arranges his bed at home. Which way should the bed be arranged? We are not nizer in this today. Today this is not an issue for different reasons, but because since everything, generally speaking, on the basis of Kisei, we're not nizer, is because we don't have outdoor bathrooms. Every Beis HaKisa is completely self-contained, and therefore we're going to see an exception that if you are in front of a wall, it does not make a difference. So every Beis HaKisa b'zman hazeh is confined. Therefore, we don't pay attention to the ruchos of the world. But some people, you may find people that are machmir in this. I have no idea. Hayibcha avla, it's like I told you, I'm not here to give you any chumas. I'm only here to give you kulas. Hayibcha avol be mizrach l'marif osar. V'im yesh mechitza, this is really the heter for our times. V'im yesh mechitza, yachal lifnais b'chol inyan, you can turn wherever you want. Im achorav litzad ha-mechitza, if you are facing a wall or you are behind the wall. Ula hashtin, what about it comes to kitanim? Mutar b'chol inyan, then it does not make a difference at all. But a person should have some sensitivity not to urinate in public. Lo yifne b'fnei shum adam. Ve'afilu b'fnei akum, also even in front of a guy is also avol hashin mut avol. I'm sorry. Lo yifne b'fnei. Yifne means gedolim. Okay, that is also in front of a human being. Avol yifne b'fnei shemadim ve'afilu b'fnei akum. Also avol hashin b'avol hashin. But to urinate ketanim, according to the letter of the law, obviously a person get arrested today in the United States for doing this. But according to the letter of the halachic law, it's mutter lahashin bifnei adam. Obviously, standards today are much higher standards today. Avol hashin mutter. Afilu biyoyim bifnei rabin. Unbelievable what it says here in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch. This is pretty recent. Im tzarech lekach mishum diikos sakona im yatzor es atzmo. Umikol mokom yesh loy lehistalek litzdadin. It is ideal for a person should be tsanua and to go to the side. There's a fascinating tshuva from Rav Moshe. You wouldn't believe this. I didn't believe this until I saw my myself. Rav Moshe says that Moshe is very against all of our bathrooms, the men's bathrooms, which have urinals. He held that there's no excuse, there should be privacy. A person should not use a urinal, he should use the stalls.
If they stand in line, for example, you shouldn't use them. You should go.
Even now, he holds that this every yeshiva today, every yeshiva, every makom Torah has urinals. Yeah. No, the hole doesn't exist. Yeah. But Rav Moshe, he writes in the Tshuva, Igros Moshe, that it's not right. It's not right. If were possible, there should be tznius. And since we have the ability, and in fact, every single Beis HaKisa does have stalls, there's no need that there should be these things called urinals at all. Fascinating, but they even in empty jail, I'm sure they do. I don't know, I haven't been there in a long time. Everywhere, the whole world, even the most Haredi place they have. But Rav Moshe, still he writes, but it's just kedai to get a sensitivity and appreciation to the Adam Gadol of tzanius. People that are very great, we find Shol HaMelech was tzanua. When he went, we find the Gemara talks about he completely covered himself and entirely. I mentioned to you that in the olden times, when they wore garments, the garments, not like today where your garment comes until your wrist, it was traditionally your garment comes to the tip of your finger. When you cover your body, you don't just stop. Why should your hands be exposed? Every part of your body, when you need to use your hands, you uncover your hands.
But your eyes should be visible?
No, that's the head. The head is different. The burqa. I'm not talking about burqas. Standards today are very different, but at least to get some degree of appreciation for what it says in halacha. Okay, take a break.